May nagsabi sa akin na pag bumaba daw ako dyan, humahaba yung sermon ko. Pero sabi niya, Bisha, pag nasa pulpito ka lang, maikli lang yung sermon mo. So napansin niya, no? Pag bumaba na ako dyan, hahaba talaga yung homily kasi para nag-uusap lang tayo, di ba? Pero pag nandito ako sa pulpito, sabi niya, maikli lang. So hindi ako bababa. Dito lang ako. Okay, so praise God. I will tell you a story before we start with the homily. It has something to do with our gospel today. Kwento ito na isang pare sa akin. Sabi niya, nung nagmimisa yung pare, meron siyang alagang pusa. So, alam ng mga tao yan, alam ng parokya na yung pusa na yan, kay Father yan. So, ang problema nila, pag nagmimisa si Father, yung pusa umaakyat doon sa altar area. Kung saan si Father nagmimisa, yung pusa niya aakyat din. So, ang sabi ni Father, pakitali ng pusa. Itali niyo na lang sa tabi. Okay? So, ginawa ng mga sakrista, ng mga acolytes, pag nagmimisa na si Father, kinukuha nila yung pusa at tinatali lang sa tabi. So, ganyan na yan. Kaya pag nagsisimba yung mga tao, nagmimisa si Father, nasa altar siya, yung pusa niya nasa tabi, nakatali. And after the mass, pagkatapos ng misa, papakawala naman yung pusa. So, it goes on like that. Ganyan yan every Sunday. Until, finally, namatay si Father. Nung namatay si Father, may pumalit na pari sa kanya. Yung pumalit na pari, nung nagmisa na siya, napansin ng bagong pari na may pusa na nakatali. Sabi niya, ano yan? Sabi niya, yung pusa, tinatali yan pag nagmimisa. Ah, ganun ba? Okay. So, nagmisa yung pare. So, for a period of time, until finally, yung pare na yan, pinalitan na naman ng bagong pare. So, when a new priest came, bago na naman yung pare, yung pangatlong pare na nagmimisa, napansin niya rin yung pusa na nakatali. So, nagtanong na naman siya. Sabi niya, ano ba yung pusa na yan? Sabi niya, tinatali yan pag nagmimisa. Ah, ganun ba? Okay. Then after a few months, namatay yung pusa. Yung pusa nang namatay. So itong sabi ng pare, maghanap kayo ng bagong pusa para may matali tayo ulit. Okay? So akala ng pare talaga pag nagmimisa, dapat may pusa. Kasi yan ang nakasanayan. And sometimes, ganun din tayo, no? In our Christian life, we do things we don't understand. Gawa tayo ng gawa, kilos tayo ng kilos. Bakit nga ba? Okay? Pumunta ako one time sa isang church. Naubusan ako ng holy water, so I went. It was a church in Capiz. Naubusan ng holy water, wala akong holy water, magbibless ako. So I went to the church at nagtanong ako kung pwedeng kumuha ng holy water. So sabi lang sa akin, merong sakristan doon, naglilinis, matanda na. Sabi niya sa akin, nandun man na sa likod sa sakristi, magbaw anay ikaw. Anang hambal ka akon, magbaw anay ikaw sa altar. So tinanong ko siya, bakit? Etong sagot niya sa akin, basta. So hindi niya rin alam bakit nagbabaw sa altar. Ano? Basta magbaw lang. Kasi lahat nagbabaw eh. Okay? And this is something we need to understand today kasi etong Sunday na to, this Sunday is already preparing us for Pentecost, the coming of the Holy Spirit. At makikita mo sa gospel natin, medyo nagkikwento na si Lord about the Holy Spirit, na-mention niya na yung Holy Spirit. Next Sunday will be the Ascension Sunday, and after that is Pentecost Sunday already. So here in our gospel today, Jesus is already giving a hint of the coming of the Holy Spirit, and we are being prepared for it, no? And so, we look at the gospel today, the first thing Jesus said, eto na yung farewell speech niya, nagpapaalam na siya sa mga disciples niya, he's going to leave now. Aalis na siya. Where I am going, you cannot yet come. But I will prepare a place for you. When I come back, I will take you to be with me. So nagpapaalam na siya dito. And this is what he said, you know. Hindi niya sinabi, magpakabait kayong lahat, ha? Oh, wala siyang sinabing ganyan. Wala rin siyang sinabi na, oy, magtayo kayo ng mga simbahan, ha? Punta kayo dun sa labas, magtayo kayo. He did not say anything about that. What he said, though, in his farewell speech, this is what he said to them, if you love me, you will obey my commandments. Kung mahal niyo ako, then you will obey my commandments. Then, later on, sa dulo ng gospel natin, inulit niya but inverted form. Sabi niya, those who obey me are those who love me. Okay? So, he talks about commandments and he talks about love. Yung pag-ibig at commandments. When I come to think of this, I remember the nation of Israel, yung bayan ng Israel, how God took care of them. From slavery, kinuha muna sila ni Lord out of slavery and set them free. Why? Because God would like to have a relationship with them. Amen? Gusto ng Diyos makipagrelasyon sa bayan na yan. And you see, to have a relationship, that relationship will be a relationship of a father to a son. And that relationship cannot exist if his people are slaves. Because walang relationship na maglalabas between a master and a slave. So he has to set his people free first. Then, when they are free, now pwede sila magkaroon ng relasyon. Okay? And you look at the story of Israel in the Old Testament, how God took care of them. May mga kaaway sila, may mga panganib ang buhay nila, but God will always be there for them. Amen? At nagugutom sila, God will provide for them. Nauuhaw sila, God will provide drink for them. It's always God making the initiative to provide, to help, to protect, to defend His people. And because of that, okay, because of that, God, of His kindness and mercy, the response of the people is going to be love for God. Amen? Pero hindi tinatawag to na love. The relationship between God and Israel, in the Bible, they call it a covenant. Okay? A covenant is a love relationship between God and His people. Now, titingnan mo. Titingnan mo. Bago binigay ng Diyos ang utos niya, no? Itong tinatawag nila utos, sampung utos. Before God gave the commandment, God already protected His people. God already provided for His people. God was being kind and merciful to His people. That's why ang response, pag minahal ka ng Diyos, ang response mo is to obey Him. That is how you express your love for Him. Okay? That is how you express your love for God. That's why my commandment na binigay. And, you know, as I study, hindi ako komportable sa word na commandment, utos, kung sa Tagalog, utos. Para bagang yung image natin sa Diyos, parang inuutusan ka palagi. No? We look at God as someone na nakaupo lang at utos lang ng utos. Well, that's not the kind of God we have. And I would like to change the word commandments, you know? Palitan natin tong word na to na utos, okay? And think of it more deeply what it is. Do you remember when you were in grade school? I don't know sa mga Gen Z, no? Pero sa generation ko, isa sa mga bagay na natutunan ko when I was in grade school was after we sing the song Lupang Hinirang, yung bayang Magilyo, di ba? Pagkatapos niyan, anong ginagawa natin sa school? Pagkatapos ng bayang Magilyo. Okay? Panatang? Okay. Panatang makabayan, di ba? Iniibig ko ang Pilipinas. How many of you can still memorize it? Okay? Panatang makabayan. Okay? Iniibig ko ang Pilipinas. Then he talks how his country provides for him. Diba? Minimension dyan. Iniibig ko ang Pilipinas. Ito ang lupa kung sinilangan. Ha? Ito ang tahanan ng aking lahi. Okay? This is the home of my race. Okay? This is the home of my kind. Then he talks how the nation provides, how the nation protects, how the nation covers you. Ang kagandahan ng ginagawa ng bayan para sa'yo. Then, sa dulo niyan, sasabihin mo, bilang ganti. Di ba? Bilang ganti. Anong ganti? Sa kagandahang loob na pinapakita ng inang bayan sa'yo. Sa kagandahan ng ginagawa ng inang bayan para sa'yo, bilang ganti, in response to the goodness of my country, bilang ganti, susundin ko ang payo ng aking magulang. Susundin ko ang mga tuntunin ng aking paaralan. Tutuparin ko, di ba? Then you have that vow. You notice? Minimension mo muna. Kaya siguro ang gumawa ng panatang makabayan na to, Kristiyano din. Because ito yung gospel natin eh. Bakit ka, why are you making a vow, an oath to God? Because of God's goodness to you. Because of God's loving kindness to you. Sa kabaitan ng Diyos sa'yo, the kindness, the mercy that He said, therefore you respond bilang ganti. Okay? That response is a response of love to God. That's why gagawin ko to. That's why the Ten Commandments for me, hindi ko pwedeng tawagin utos yan eh. I will call that as commitment. It is a pledge of commitment. Okay? Commitment to do what God requires, not because natatakot ako sa Diyos, not because na, you know, para tulungan niya rin ako palagi. Sinusunod ko to, nangangako ako sa Diyos, I'm going to do this because I love my God. Amen? Do you understand what I'm saying? Mahal ko ang Diyos, kaya gagawin ko to. Kagaya ng mag-asawa, you know, when you get married. Diba? When a person gets married, finally, yung lalaking babae, they come before the altar. And the man express his love for his wife, the wife expresses his love for the husband. Now, pag kinasal na silang dalawa, the husband avoids going out with other girls already. Ngayon, itong tanong ko sa inyo, bakit? Natatakot ba siya sa asawa niya? Utos ba ng misis niya? Sinabihan ba siya ng misis niya? Oy, umpisa ngayon ha, mag-asawa na tayo. Huwag ka nang maghanap ng ibang babae pa. So yung husband naman gagawin yan dahil inutosan siya ng asawa niya. Is it like that? Ganyan ba yan? When two people are in love, the man falls in love with his wife, automatically he pledges, out of his love for his wife, he pledges, I will not be with another woman anymore. Hindi siya inutusan ng asawa niya. It is a commitment he makes out of his love for his wife. It's the same thing. The Ten Commandments were given. These commandments are God's expression of love and kindness to us. Therefore, in response to God, because of our relationship with God, because of that loving relationship with God, we make a commitment. You shall have no other gods but me. Yan ang sabi sa commandment. But it is a commitment for me, and I said, I will not have any other God, Lord, except you. Because you are the God who saved me. You are the God who healed me. You are the God who provided for my family. You are the God who delivered me when I am in distress, when I am in trouble. You always come to my rescue. Now, as an expression of my love for you, I make a commitment to you. I will bow to no other gods. I will not misuse your name. I will not take your name in vain or in for granted. I will remember the Sabbath day, your day, the day that the Lord has made. I will remember that, and I will keep it sacred in my life. You see, hindi lang yan utos. The commandments here is about our commitment to this God who loves you so much. Kung alam mo lang kung gaano ka kamahal ng Diyos, you know, kahit hindi ka nautusan. May mga bahay akong napupuntahan. I go to homes and I visit there. Makikita ko yung mga anak talagang tulong-tulong sa mga magulang nila. Pag galing sa school, pag uwi sa bahay, Nay, ako na dyan, Nay. Pahinga ka na. Alam ng bata, yung nanay niya, habang nasa school siya, yung nanay niya, buong araw nagtatrabaho, naglalaba, nagluluto, naglilinis ng bahay. Kaya yung bata naman, pag galing sa school, pag uwi sa bahay, sasabihin niya sa nanay niya, Nay, pahinga ka na, Nay. Ako na bahala dyan. Inutusan ba siya ng nanay niya? Ha? May utos ba? May 10 utos ba na dapat sundin ng bata sa loob ng bahay? No. It is out of his love for his mother that he decides to do this. Ako na maglilinis. Ako na magsasaing ng kanin. Nay, pahinga na kayo, Nay. That is what commitment is all about. Kaya itong sinasabi ni Lord, if you love me, what? If you love me, you will obey my commandments. That will be your expression. That will be your response to the love that God has given to you. And many times, we don't respond with a commitment because we have no idea that God loves us so much. Amen? Kung meron man tayong idea na mahal tayo ng Diyos, dahil lang yan, nabasa ko lang sa Bible o naturo sa amin ng pastor namin, yun lang. But there is no realization in your life. Okay? Hindi pa talaga siya pumasok sa puso mo na mahal ka ng Diyos. I'll give you another example. How many of you believe God has forgiven you of your sins? Walang bahid ng kasalanan ang Diyos na nakikita sa buhay mo. As far as the east and the west, that's how far God removed our sins against us. Nagtatagpo ba ang east tsaka west? Okay? Eto ka, etong kasalanan mo, He removed it from you. How far? Away from you. That's why God cannot see your sin anymore because He removed it far away from you. And if you begin to realize that in your life, if you begin to understand that in your life, pag merong taong nagkasala sa'yo, the automatic response is, I forgive you also. Amen? Ganun kadali yan. Kung nahihirapan tayo magpatawad sa kapwa natin dahil nahihirapan din tayo intindihin na tayo ay pinatawad ng Diyos. May mga tao na hanggang ngayon, sasabihin niya, laki ng kasalanan ko. Ang dami ko nang ginawa. And they just keep quiet about it, thinking that God is angry at them. No! Maaaring galit ka sa sarili mo, Pero ang Diyos hindi galit sa iyo. Ikaw ang nagagalit sa sarili mo. At sasabihin mo may galit ang Diyos. That's why we find it hard to forgive somebody who offends us. Hirap na hirap tayo. Meron nga iba, nasasabi, pag malapit na akong mamatay, Father, ipo-forgive ko na siya. Sabi ko, mag-ingat ka. Pag nadulas ka sa banyo, nabagok yung ulo mo, wala ka ng oras magpatawad. Amen? If you do not forgive men of their sins, neither God will forgive you of your sins. Be careful with that thought. Gagawin ko lang yung pagpatawad, Father, pag malapit na akong mamatay. Ingat. Okay? Mag-ingat. Ngayon pa lang, pag naalala mo, magpatawad ka na kaagad. Okay? Our forgiveness of our brothers and sisters who may have offended us is our response to God's forgiveness towards us. Pag hirap na hirap ako magpatawad sa isang tao, ang ginagawa ko ay I come before God, I look at the cross, at iniisip ko, ang laki ng kasalanan ko sa Diyos. Sa sobrang laki ng kasalanan ko, isa ako sa nagpako sa Kanya sa cross. I am one of those who crucified Him because of my sin. Ganun kasakit ang ginawa ko sa Diyos. Ganun kasakit yung kasalanan ko. But in spite of that, God forgave me. When you begin to realize how much God has forgiven you, when you see that person who offended you, ibabaliwala mo na yung kasalanan niya. Papatawarin mo na rin yan. It's the same thing with love. Kaya sabi ni Lord, if you love me, you will obey my commandments. And again, he reiterated, no, inverted, sabi niya, those who has my commandments and keeps them, he is the one who loves me. So this is very important that we understand this, church. Without love, pag walang pag-ibig, at sinusunod lang natin ang utos ng Diyos, hindi naman tayo umiibig sa Diyos, that is not obedience, that is what you call compliance. Nagko-comply ka lang. God does not need your compliance. I'll give you an example. Malapit na akong bumaba, pero hindi. Ako bababa. I'll give you an example. Sino sa inyo nagsisimba at gusto niya magsimba? Okay. Alam niyo ba may mga tao nagsisimba dahil natatakot sa impyerno? Ay, simba kita. Ay, magsimba kita. Ay, basi, gabaan ta kita. No, let's go to Mass. Let's go to the Eucharist. Ay, basi, mapaimpyerno kita. So they come to the Mass not so much because they love God and they're committed to God. It's just that they're afraid of going to hell. Now, that is not faith. Because faith is our response to the love of God. Dahil minahal tayo ng Diyos, then we make a commitment. That's faith. A faith that will commit to God because of love. Kung nagsisimba tayo dahil natakot lang tayo sa impyerno, then your faith is based on your fear. Okay? Yung pananampalataya na sinasabi mo na meron ka, that is based on fear. That is not faith at all. Amen? Kaya ito lang, huwag nating kalimutan, kung walang pag-ibig sa Diyos, walang pag-ibig sa kapwa, the commandments of God are meaningless. Walang kabuluhan ang utos ng Diyos. You know, there is only value when a man decides, I will not go with another woman, I will not commit adultery because I love my wife. Alam mo, yung commitment na yan, it is very meaningful because the man loves his wife. Kaya nga, hindi niya gagawin. Kaya yung ginagawa niya, na hindi siya sasama sa iba dahil mahal niyang asawa, it has meaning. It has value. Pero yung, di ko naman mahal ang asawa ko eh. Natatakot na ako dahil utos ng asawa ko, baka bugbugin ako. See, the problem with that is what you call compliance. Kaya maraming Kristiyano ngayon, they just comply to what God is. They think it's about rules and regulations. The gospel today is not about rules and regulations. God is not someone na talagang addict na addict sa rules and regulations. Parang tingin natin sa Diyos, talagang maid-id na imo pag-abot sa mga commandments, you know, it's about rules. No, the gospel today is not about rules and commandments. The gospel today is about love. It's about relationship with God. Ano sa palagay niyo ang gusto ng Diyos sa inyo? Yung sumusunod talaga kayo sa bawat utos niya? Hindi. Ang gusto ng Diyos sa atin ay makipagrelasyon sa atin. Na tayo ay matutong magmahal sa Kanya gaya ng pagmamahal niya sa atin. It's not about rules and regulations. That's why without love, these commandments are meaningless. The commandments of God has value, it has meaning to me because of my love for God. Amen? Kaya maraming tao ngayon, sumusunod lang sila dahil sa takot nila. Natatakot sila, baka punta ako na impyerno, baka gabaan ako, you know? Then they begin to obey God. That is not obedience, that is compliance only. Do you understand what I'm saying? Amen? So without love, the commandments are meaningless. Our commitments to God are nothing. Walang value yan. That's why we need to cultivate that relationship with God. Evaluate your life. Bakit ka nandito nagsisimba? Why are you here? Kung natatakot ka lang naman mapunta sa impyerno, sasabihin ko na sa iyo, mabait ang Diyos, mahal ka ng Diyos, hindi ka niya, He will not leave you to go to hell. Hanggat nandito ka, gagawin ng Diyos lahat ng makakaya niya para sagipin ka, isave ka, ilayo ka sa impyerno. Now, if you begin to understand that, kahit konting pag-ibig, magde-develop yan. Ang bait pala ng Diyos sa akin. Now, you want to go to church now. Gusto kong mabisita tong Diyos na to, napakabait sa akin. Okay? That is now love. Okay? Hindi yung takot mo sa impyerno, yung takot mo sa Diyos that will prod you to obey God. Okay? Sabi nga sa scripture, perfect love drives our fears away. For fear has something to do with punishment. Ba't ka sumusunod sa Diyos? Natatakot ako mapunta ng impyerno eh. You see, that's fear. But the perfect love of God, it drives away that fear. Hindi yan dapat ang nagdo-dominate sa buhay natin. It should not dominate your life, your fear. What should dominate your life is your love for God. There are three virtues, sabi niya, these three will remain, faith, hope, and love. But the greatest of these three is love. May araw talaga na darating sa buhay mo na yung pananampalataya mo sa Diyos mayayanig din. Mawawalan ka ng faith. And when you lose that faith, everything starts to collapse around you. There are days that the road, the path you are taking is dark already. You cannot see anything and you become hopeless. Naduwaan ka ron it paglaom. Pero alam mo, pag may pag-ibig sa puso mo, it will remain. Because your love will ignite your faith. Your love can always bring back hope to you. Kaya yun ang pag-ingatan natin. Now, so much more about love, you can read this at home. Pero what Jesus is trying to point out here, sabi niya, if you love me, you keep my commandments, and I will pray the Father, and He will give you another helper, that He may abide with you forever, the Spirit of truth. You see? Why does God want us to love? Why does God want us to obey and, you know, express our love for Him? All these things is about the Holy Spirit whom God will send. Amen? Now, itong sabi ni Jesus, the Spirit of truth, He did not even say it's the Spirit of love. It's the Spirit of truth that He is sending. Maganda sana kung yung topic niya kasi, commandment, eh, love, di ba? Nasabi niya, I'll send you the Spirit of love. No, He said, it's the Spirit of truth that I'm sending. Now, tingnan nyo. In verse 17, He said here that the world cannot receive the Holy Spirit because it neither sees Him or knows Him. Why is God reminding us of our relationship with Him? That we obey His commandments, that we love Him. Bakit nire-remind ni Lord sa atin to? You know why? Because the Holy Spirit on Pentecost when He comes, sabi niya, the world will not and cannot receive the Holy Spirit. Do you know why? Why the world cannot receive the Holy Spirit? The Spirit of truth, hindi nila matanggap. And the reason for that is because they have no love for God. If you have no love for God, you have no capacity to receive the truth of God. Ngani, abo tang tao iya sa kalibutan, wa git aga baton it kamatuoran. May mga tao dito pag sinabi mo na, uy, may wrinkle na yung mukha mo, tumatanda ka, akig. Ay, doon, lumatuon. You know, just test yourself. Pag kinokorek ka ba, natutuwa ka o nagagalit? You see, because there is something in us that rejects the truth. We live today in a society, sabi ni Lord, the world cannot. Pilitin Manila, they cannot receive the Spirit of truth which the Father is sending. That's why it is important na matuto tayo magmahal sa Diyos at magmahal sa kapwa natin. Only then can we receive the Spirit of truth in our life. We live today in a society that always rejects the truth. Tingnan mo sa mundo natin ngayon. Pag sinabi mo meron kang idea, kahit na loko-loko yung idea mo, tatanggapin ng tao. When someone says, I have an idea, o meron akong opinion, tingnan mo sa Facebook, everybody speaks their opinion, and we just, yeah, it's okay, opinion niya yan. Tinatanggap yan. Pero pag may isang tao magsasabi, meron akong katotohanan na sasabihin, ah wala, aawayin ka ng lahat. Our society today, we live in a generation that has closed its ear, its eyes to the truth. And this is the Spirit that God would send. It is the Spirit of truth. And sabi niya, the world cannot receive Him because it neither sees Him or knows Him. Now, those two words, they see. They cannot see and they don't know. To see means to recognize. The only way you can recognize the Spirit of truth, the only way you can recognize the truth, totoo tong sinasabi na to, the only way you can recognize that, kung meron kang pagpamahal sa Diyos. Okay? There was a famous writer, a Russian writer, I think it was Dostoevsky. Sabi niya, without God, tanggalin mo ang Diyos. Everything is permitted. Lahat na lang, sige, pwede. When you remove God, everything is permitted. That's why the world today cannot accept the truth because they cannot recognize God anymore. They neither see Him or knows Him. The word know here is relationship. It's about love. They don't recognize and they don't love God anymore. Tatanggap ka ba ng katotohanan na galing sa Diyos na wala kang pag-ibig sa Diyos? Will you receive the truth coming from God whom you don't love at all? You will find it hard to accept the truth, and that's the problem with our generation today. Pag sinabi mo lang yung katotohanan, aawayin ka na ng marami. Sige, magkwento ka na lang ng walang katotohanan, mahalin ka ng lahat. That's why today, our social media, our internet is so full of fake news, lies, and everything, because yan ang tinatanggap. But the moment you begin to speak the truth, when you begin to speak the truth in love, then you are not accepted anymore. So those two things, as we prepare for Pentecost, let us be mindful of these two things. If we love Jesus, we obey His commandments. And how do I know I love Jesus? Because I'm obeying His commandments. I am not just, hindi lang ako na sumusunod lang, hindi lang ako nagko-comply lang. Because I love Him, then my commitment to obey God, my pledge of that commitment, is out of my love for Him. And because you learn to love God, because you have cultivated in your heart the love for God, even though it's not perfect yet, but you continue to cultivate that love for God, then the Holy Spirit, you will be able to recognize His work in your life. You will begin to see Him work in your life. And not only that, you will begin to know Him. To know means to love Him, to build a relationship with the Holy Spirit. I pray for all of us this coming Pentecost that scales from our eyes would fall and we will begin to see clearly in our life the importance of the Holy Spirit in our life. But first, we have to learn and cultivate a love for God.